Business Class is brought to you by the Tourism Academy, harnessing the power of science, business psychology, and adult education to advance the tourism industry and build sustainable economies. Learn how to engage your community, win over stakeholders, and get more visitors at tourismacademy.org. My name is Steve Ekstrom, and I'm the host of the new podcast series, Business Class, a travel industry podcast from the Tourism Academy. After more than 20 years working in the travel industry, I sold everything to become a full-time tourist. All right, here I am at the Cathedral of Junk in Austin, Texas. I'm going to spin around so you guys can see what this is. This is in a backyard in a residential neighborhood. It is three stories tall. I've been told that there are stairs. And I am to explore. So I'm going to take you with me on this little exploration. We've got some archways over here. I'm going to spin the camera around. Or maybe not. No, I'll keep it like this. There is absolutely everything on here. There's old Halloween costumes, guitar, license plates, Golden Finger Tavern sign. And holy schmoozles. A collection of vacuums. And I am inside. As I said, I've been told this thing is three stories tall. So you can see me there in the mirror. I think, yep. More license plates, omelet sign, hubcaps, horseshoes. I've been told the yellow section has some stairs. So we are going to meander. Oh, here must be the copper section. Oh, California raisin, Barbies, cameras. This is an absolute monstrosity. It is enormous. So we've got bottles stuffed in a mattress up above me. Killers with horses, if you can see that. I'm now outside at the cathedral. A chain of telephones. Got somebody riding half of a motorcycle over here. And a throne. Because you would obviously need a throne. So let's see. I'll go this way. Through a little passageway. And now I'm buy some purple stuff. As I pointed out, this is in somebody's backyard here in Austin, home of the weird. Home of the weird. Let's see. I'm going to spin this around so you get to see this. I'm at the back of the property. Now I'm going to spin it around so you can see just how big this thing is. There's toilets, sinks. I take it that must be a slide. There is a stairway. I've reached the yellow section. Look at the stars. Look how they shine for you. That is what's written on the sign right here. Oh, we got a Volkswagen Bug and a collection of rubber duckies. And there are some stairs. So I'm going to show you these stairs. They're tires. And this is all concrete and glass. There's Big Bird. I don't know if you can see Big Bird. Can you see Big Bird back there? Holy Moses. This is something else, for sure. So the gentleman who did this, his name is Vince. I'm going to talk to him in just a moment. And I am on, I don't know what floor I'm on. But could you imagine being the neighbor? Could you imagine being the neighbor? And there are shopping carts. There's plants and shrubbery growing out the top. There's a little bit of everything here. That's the Ghostbusters set. Okay, so I believe I've made it up to the second or third floor. There's a little sitting area over here. So we've got some chairs, surfboards, fresh oil sign, stickers, lots of stickers. And then if I tilt it up, this is quite a big facility. I don't know what else to call it. An art piece. There's a flying saucer. Oh, bicycles. I didn't even notice those. Look, we got a whole wall full of yellow bicycles. All right. So I'm back down here on the ground. I made it. Am I thirsty? We've got a fridge. Got some more stairs over here. I believe these stairs lead to the second floor. Oh, there's more stairs over there. All right, we're gonna take some stairs. We're gonna see what's going on here. So as I make my way up these stairs, there are screwdrivers, matchbox cars, wrenches, crosses, horseshoes, you name it, in the floor. So let me take a look. Let me show you this step. You see that? There's jewelry. There's all kinds of good stuff here as I wander up the stairs. Whole selection of keys. Somebody got a hold of the cookie cutters. Oh no, this must be the third floor. This is the third floor. So I'm up above where we were just a little while ago. And you can look down. That's where those stairs were. The dude up here chilling, waiting to meet us. I can hardly believe this thing. It is enormous. So I'll hold my hand back so you can see. Oh no, it's not a slide. I'm gonna turn this back around and give you a little angle of me walking down the steps. So check this out. Do not enter. More bicycles, more tools. There's a vegetable peeler in the floor. That's the nose of a plane. We got some helmets, crutches, a lot of crutches. You got some legs that's hanging out. Okay, perilous. Oh, TVs, in case you get bored. Hit the computer up. Wow. Whole collection of children's toys. There's a Mr. Potato Head. Lots of rubber duckies over here. Cow, the bull, Cabbage Patch Kid, dance trophies. I am absolutely dumbfounded as I explore around a little bit. Oh, there's another nose cone from a plane. This is crazy. This is awesome, but it's crazy. All right. So that is me taking a tour through the Cathedral of Junk here in Austin, Texas. I'm going to chat with the gentleman who made this in just a moment. And we can meet Smokey. Hi, Smokey. Smokey is the resident dog. Behind us is the Cathedral of Junk.
Mm-hmm.
How tall is it?
It's about 35 feet tall, which is the height limit.
The height limit. So you have to deal with zoning?
They made me get a building permit for this in 2010. Yeah. I had a neighbor who complained, and then even though the city was well aware of it for quite a long time, you know, unless somebody complains, they just leave you alone, apparently. But yeah, there's a height limit, there's setbacks from the property line, there's what they call a McMansion tent line, there's all these rules, and I have to have an engineer sign off on it.
Wow. And how long have you been at it?
Since 89, so 33 years now.
And what got you started?
I've been building sculptures in the backyard ever since I was a kid, you know, so it's just what I like to do. I've always done installation stuff, day sculptures in the Arroyo, and I don't know. So it's just what I like to do. When I moved here, I didn't have a grand plan. You know, I didn't even own this house for the first 17 years I was living here.
Oh, okay.
I started literally with some hubcaps along the fence. And then a few little individual freestanding sculptures. Mm-hmm. And over time, they kind of grew together. And when that happened, people started asking me, hey, what do you call that? I didn't know what to tell them. I called it Yard Space 11 to start off with. Smokey, please. Smokey! Smokey, please. Come here. Want me to put you inside?
Hi.
Good boy. I'll put you inside. I will. So, anyway... when people started asking me, what do I call it? I didn't know what to tell them. I called it Yard Space 11, right? But that didn't make any sense to anybody. I just counted up the yards and came up with 11. I was like, okay, Yard Space 11. They were like, what? What's Yard Space 11? My mom started calling it the Cathedral of Junk, and then that stuck like glue. So I never had this grand vision, ooh, I'm going to build a Cathedral of Junk. That never was in the works like that. I couldn't even imagine I'd be able to buy this house. You know, but the bigger it got, the more of a nightmare it got to be. It gained a life of its own after a certain point. And before I bought the house, I just wake up in the middle of the night and just think, oh my God, what the hell?
They said you get 10,000 people a year.
Right about, yeah. Uh-huh. I mean, last year was less, of course, but yeah, on average, you're right around 10,000.
How do you feel about it becoming a tourist attraction?
Well, I have mixed feelings, of course, but, you know, I mean, the lack of privacy can be hard sometimes. But, you know, what they say, build it and they will come, right? Mm-hmm. And there's no crying in baseball. I mean, what the hell? People are constantly telling me I'm living the life. Like, you're living the life, you know, and on days when I'm like, oh, my God, you know, it's like, remember, you're living the life, right? No,
so,
but I
am. What would living the life look like to you? You know, how would you define that?
Well, it'd be nice if I could just drag a mountain range in front of the house every now and then so nobody knew I was here, you know, living the life. You know, I mean, the pandemic has really been kind of nice. The first 6 weeks was, like, awesome. I was like, oh, my God, nobody's calling and nobody's coming by. This is very nice. It would be nice to be able to get out of here like half the year or something. Maybe have somebody, you know, hold down the fort while I'm gone, mm-hmm. type of deal would be nice, I think. You know, it's just hard to carve out the time to make art. You know, I want to, if I always have people here, I can't do anything.
Right.
You know, and part of doing stuff is just sitting there and looking at it and thinking. People are like, oh, you're not doing it. No, I'm thinking. Mm-hmm. You know, I'll think, and then, you know, activity will happen in a hurry. But, you know, so balance is hard to find. What are you going to do?
I think everybody struggles with that, yeah. To some degree.
But,
in different ways. Is it still growing?
I'm crossing the T's and dotting the I's right now because of the limit that I've got here. The last huge thing I did was this circle that we're standing in here. I cast these stones. And then this, these pavers, this is the, the World Trade Centers, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And then now I've been working on this circle around that thing there. So those are the last things I cast there. So I'll be tightening that up. I've got finishing touches to do here, there, and everywhere, pretty much.
And where does all of the stuff come from?
People give it to me.
No kidding.
Mm-hmm. I don't go out looking for it. It even comes in the mail.
Really?
Mm-hmm. You know what I call it, of course.
Junk mail? I've been away.
It's good stuff. Who gets junk mail like that? I just had a slip of coffee myself.
What would you say is, in your opinion, is the most bizarre item in the cathedral? Or on the pile?
Well, I mean, bizarre. I don't know bizarre. I don't understand what the word weird means either. Bizarre. Well, what about the prosthetic leg? It's kind of bizarre.
Where was that?
It's around the side, along the fence there, behind the throne, kind of.
Okay.
Around that side, there's a prosthetic leg, and it's got a sneaker on it. it came like that. You know, it's a very large leg. I've had people explain it to me. It's like, ooh, that's a big old leg. You know, and I always wonder about, like, what's the story behind it? Like, did the guy not want to be buried with the leg? Did he get a new leg? Was he a runner? You know, did he ever kick anybody's ass with this leg? Did he
could throw it at somebody.
I don't, you take it off and hit somebody? Yeah. I don't know. So you wonder, those are the kind of things that I like the best, actually, the things that make me wonder about what is the story behind this thing? And then your imagination starts going.
So the sculpture that you create on a day-to-day basis, where would people find that? Or where will they see it? Like some of your other work?
Oh, you know what? Honestly, I hardly have any other work right now. That's something that I really want to, I've been trying to find time to carve out. I've really been working on the restoration because when they made me get my building permit, I had to tear down everything within 5 feet of the property line because of the setback, right? So that doesn't sound like very much, but it was. There was a whole other domed room that went over there right up to the property line. There was a balcony that overlooked the throne room. There was another set of stairs that went up behind the throne to the third floor, and it had two kind of walkway wings behind there that you could go out. It was like 3D chess back there. It was cool. It was different. I actually hauled 40 tons of metal out of here. 80,000 pounds went over the scales to be recycled. That's how I know. I got the weight slips to prove it. That's right. It took 7 months to get through that. And then 10 years to fix. So I've been working on fixing it, you know. So this is the restored version, but within the parameters that they've allowed me.
How would you want somebody to describe you and your art?
I don't think I've ever quite had that question exactly quite like that. I do get all the questions like that. I don't know. I mean, I want people to go away with a feeling of permission. You know, like you can do it too, type of thing. You know. A smile on their face, and you could, like, permission. Like, you know, I know, you know, a lot of people don't even want to create art because they're afraid of making mistakes and stuff like that. And I don't know, I think this, you know, maybe this helps people push the boundaries a little bit in their mind. I don't know. And like, well, that guy did that crazy thing. I could do something that's not as crazy. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Something like that. I mean, I get a lot of compliments, which is great, but my biggest compliment, I think, is when the little kids have a meltdown when it's time to go. And then I know I've accomplished my goal. See, that kind of reaction to me is like, okay, now I'm... So, I don't know. Describing me, I'm a, you know, from day to day, I'm like, I don't know. I'm the most friendly guy.
No? You're not the most friendly guy, but yet you have 10,000 people a year come and visit your house. There's a little paradox there.
Well, God's got a sense of humor. I know. He's playing with me. I know.
guys.
It's okay. Like I said, there's no crying in baseball.
Right.
What are you going to do?
If you could see something through the next 5 years,
mm-hmm.
What would you like to see?
What do you mean?
If there was something you wanted to create or do or accomplish in the next 5 years?
Artistically, I mean, or
personally, artistically?
Wow, well, I mean, just trying to survive, I guess. I don't know. I would definitely like to, you know, I do like that 5 year thing. It's like, it would be nice if I, you know, like your setup is really nice. Like, if I had some sort of situation where I could get out of here some of the time, you know, and everything was still going and not like, you know, whatever.
Not
like,
padlocking the front
yeah,
door.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I don't know exactly how that's going to work exactly, but my buddy and I, we rented a mini Winnie in last August, and me and him and his two sons, 12 and 14, went on a little mini hill country tour. And part of it was because I needed a vacation, and part of it was because I wanted to do research. Man, I fell in love in a second. I was afraid at first. I was like, oh, man, I don't know. I'm going to be able to drive this? How is this going to be? Yeah. Oh, my God, it was great.
Well, you know, it's funny because one of the things I mentioned when I first pulled up is that I sold my house and everything in it.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of people have a hard time picturing letting go of everything that was in their house.
Not me.
No.
I have a small house, and I know that I've got all this stuff out here, but my house is very spare, actually. There's not my personal stuff, you know. I've got a little closet. It's just me. You know, I've got tools. I mean, I could put, you know, you know, the stuff that I would leave behind would fit in a very small little shed, you know. It's like, you know, what do I need from here exactly, you know? There's the mini, it had a lot of storage, too. I was surprised. I could take, like, practically most of my stuff. I bet you I could take all my tools, and I bet you I could take most of the stuff. You know, it's the furniture that, you know, screw it.
Yeah, what I did is I had, I measured my cabinets,
uh-huh.
and I could fit 6 of those Rubbermaid bins about this big. So in the course of the 45 days that I was closing and selling the house, if I use something and put it in the bin, everything else can go.
Right.
Everything else.
Right. No, I'm not a hoarder. I'm good at cutting down, so I love getting rid of stuff. It's great. Yeah.
What would it take for you to get rid of this?
$1 million dollars. No, actually, now it'd have to be $2 million. It's gone up so much. But no, I can't do that. I can't do that. I feel like I almost have a responsibility of some sort. It's like it's become a mission from God now. It wasn't in the first, but, you know, it's important that this be here for Austin. People rely on this in so many ways. You know, I had the kids from the School for the Blind here today, and they come all the time, and I get all kinds of school groups here, and, you know, it fulfills a certain need that, you know, it really, I don't know, it makes a lot of people feel good. I just can't imagine that it wouldn't be here. So somebody has to manage it, you know. But I don't have to be there all the time. That's for damn sure. No. And then, you know, I'm not married. Both my wives divorced me. All this could have been theirs. But, and I don't have any kids, so... I don't have any heirs, right? So mm-hmm. I'm leaving this all to my niece.
Okay.
And my family helped me get this in the first place, so I'm rolling it back into the family. They can figure out what to do about this if they want to do one of those artisan residence things after I'm kaput. I don't know.
Right. Is there anything I didn't ask that you wish I did?
Mm-hmm. I think so.
Okay. So I work with a lot of travel companies and tour companies and group tour and bus tour. And part of this is I spent 20 years in tourism development.
Okay.
Now I'm a full-time tourist.
You're still in hospitality. There you go.
I'm still in hospitality. I'm just enjoying it more.
Right, exactly. Yeah, I'm in. Is this hospitality? Is this entertainment? What is this? What do you think this is?
Well, I would say it's an attraction. It's definitely an attraction. It is an oddity.
An oddity.
But it's unique charms. You know, it's not the kind of thing that you're going to find everywhere.
No.
It's something that is unique to the city and unique to your own creativity. And I think that's what makes it kind of cool.
I think it gives Austin a little bit of a sense of place, too. We've been getting kind of paved over with all the newness, you know. It's kind of the weird has gotten paved over, you know. It's hard to keep up with, you know, all the construction around here. You know, when people come from around the world, like I had some folks from Hong Kong today, you know, it's a sense of place. Like, this is where you are on this planet. It's here, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not that McDonald's on I-35, which is also here, but, you know, not as memorable.
Who has been your most interesting guest? Or your most recognizable?
I get a lot of recognizable people, but, you know, I got a huge smile when the Travelocity gnome came here. That just cracked me up, because he's got an entourage.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, what? Oh, my God. So that was great. And then George Takei came one day. He's got a thing on YouTube, Takei's Take on Technology, whatever. And so they did a little thing here. And, of course, I've been a Trekkie since way back. And, you know, so it's like, wow, that's just crazy. I can't believe it. I just can't believe it.
Cool.
So, yeah. And then Ann Richards came here one day, too.
Okay.
That was really neat. It was kind of a rainy day, and I wasn't really paying attention. My wife looked out the back window, and she goes, I think that's Ann Richards in the back. I'm like, no way. I get up, and sure enough, it was Ann Richards, you know. Oh, yeah, I couldn't even name all the damn people, you know. It's ridiculous. It's cool. And then some of the celebrities, they try to kind of go under the radar, right? And then people have to be like, you know what that is. And it's like, no, who's that? And then they'll tell me, I'm like, who's that? It's not so stupid.
It's like I need a millennial to fix my stuff and to tell me who's who.
Who's that? Is that somebody?
Yeah. Excellent. Well, thank you for letting me
experience
it.
Sure.
And take it in. Now I've got to go find the leg.
The lead?
The leg.
Oh, the leg.
I'm going to go find the leg.
You are?
Yeah.
You'd be able to find it.
Okay.
I gave you directions.
Excellent. All thank right, you, cool. sir. I appreciate Bye. You.
You certainly do. How many signatures do you suppose you might have here?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I get right around 10,000 people a year through here.
Do you really? Wow. I know museums that we've done.
Executive producer and host, Steve Ekstrom. Chino Works Chief Learning Officer, Eric Ludi Development, Keith Snowden Advisor, Sifa Mbambu, and Esther Canzoni, interns. Production support provided by Group Travel Odyssey. Special thanks to Vince Hanneman at the Cathedral of Junk. Yeah.